弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主又给我们有一次能够交通的机会。
Thank the Lord that once again He has given us the opportunity to share.
我们先读一点圣经。
Let's read a place of scriptures.
希伯来书第十一章第一节。
Book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
我们再读罗马书第一章。
And let's read Book of Romans chapter 1.
第十七节后半部。
The second half of verse 17.
这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
The righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have words of prayers.
主，我们感谢你给我们有这样的机会，一同在你的面前。
Lord, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to gather before you.
我们把说话的、翻译的、听话的，一同交在你的面前。
We commit the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who hear before you.
因为只有你是我们的供应。
For you are our only provision.
神为爱他人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看过，耳朵未曾听过，人心也未曾想过的。
What God has prepared for those He loves is what eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and have not ever imagined.
我们求主圣灵大大的充满我们。
Pray that your Holy Spirit fully fills us.
愿我们在这里不见一人，只见耶稣。
So that here we see no one, Jesus only.
愿我们在这里听到的不是人的话。
So that here we do not hear man's words.
不管说话的、翻译的、听话的，我们都愿意等候主你向我们说话。
Whether the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who hear, we are willing to wait upon you, speak to us.
唯有主你说话，我们才能得供应。
For only when you speak that we can be receive the provision.
唯有主你说话，我们才能够刚强起来。
Only when you speak, then we can be strengthened.
唯有主你说话，我们才能得启示。
Only when you speak, then we can receive the revelation.
唯有主你说话，才叫我们知道怎么能跟随你，奔跑你所为我们预备的道路。
Only when you speak, then we know how to run the path you have prepared for us.
我们求主使这个时间是在你面前蒙纪念的时间。
Pray that you sanctify this time so it's being remembered by you.
纪念每一位在你面前的。
Remember each one before you.
让我们实在在地如同在天。
So that here we live on earth as it is in heaven.
需要得安慰的能得安慰。
So those who need to be comforted, let them be comforted.
需要得启示的能得启示。
Those who need revelation, let them receive the revelation.
需要得教训的能得着教训。
And the one who shall be disciplined should.
需要得洁净的能得着洁净。
And those who need to be sanctified, let them be sanctified.
需要得医治的能得医治。
And the one who needs to be healed, let them be healed.
愿主的名得到当得的荣耀。
May Lord's name be receive all that's been praised.
谢谢你给我们这样的机会。
Thank you for giving us such opportunity.
我无依无靠的等候仰望在你的面前。
Without any dependence, we wait and before you.
谢谢。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们知道基督徒的生活是信心的生活。
We know that Christian life is based on the faith, faithful living.
信心听起来很熟悉。也是很陌生。
It's the word that seems very familiar, but also strange.
我们有经历，但我们的经历也常常不够。
We have experiences, but our experiences are not sufficient.
而且信心是一个阶段往一个阶段去的。
And also faith is based on each level to different level.
如果我们信心的锚是对的话，
If our anchor of faith is right,
我们在主面前应该是信心是越来越扎实，越来越往合主心意的那个度量去。
Then before the Lord, our faith shall become even more stable, and which is suitable according to Lord's capacity.
上次我们提到说，主曾经责备 犹太人他不能认识主的一个重要的原因。
Last time we have mentioned that our Lord rebuked the Jews for one of the major reasons they could not know the Lord.
那个原因就是他们不寻求从独一之神来的荣耀。
And the reason was that they did not seek the glory of the only God.
他们只求人的荣耀，不求从独一之神来的荣耀。
They only seek man's glory, but not seeking the glory from the only God.
所以这对我是很大的提醒。
So that was a great reminder to me.
到底我们是求什么？
What exactly were we looking for?
寻找什么？
What are we seeking for?
到底谁该得荣耀？
Who shall really receive the glory?
这是我们一直不断面对，要不断思考的问题。
That is a question we shall always face and always meditate upon.
然后主又在约翰福音十一章对马大、玛利亚他们说。
And also in Gospel Book of John, chapter 11, Lord told Martha and Mary.
他说，你如果相信的话，就必看见神的荣耀。
He said that if you believe, then you shall see the glory of God.
所以可见，当我们真是相信这位荣耀的主的时候，他的荣耀就要向我们显现。
Therefore, if we truly believe the glorious Lord, then therefore His glory shall be revealed to us.
而在那个地方所提到的荣耀，就是关于复活。
And the glory it was mentioned there, it has to do with resurrection.
唯有相信主的人能看见主的复活。
Only those who believe the Lord can see the resurrection of the Lord.
而复活本身就是神荣耀的彰显。
And resurrection itself is the glorious manifestation of the Lord.
叫我们这个活在死亡的阴影底下的人，死亡的权势底下的人，来解释这个复活，非常困难。
It is very difficult for us who live under the shadow of death and under the power of death.
但是主耶稣他已经复活。
But Lord Jesus has already been risen.
所以主说，这个相信他的人，就要看见那个复活的事实和复活的能力。和复活的神迹在他面前看出那个发现发生。
Therefore, the Lord says that those who believe His resurrection should see the fact, the 复活的事实
复活的那个事情发生事实。
So he will see the reality and also the power and the fact of the resurrection.
所以今天主的复活的能力同样在许多情况上，许多人身上不断的发生。
Therefore, today the power of Lord's resurrection also again happens on those who believe.
但是主借着叫拉撒路复活这件事情，主说就是要向以色列人，或者向犹太人，或者向当时在那里的人，显明一件事情，他是神所差来的。
And through the resurrection of Lazarus, Lord Jesus would like to reveal to the Jews, to Israelites, and those back then at that generation to show that he was sent by God.
所以就是告诉我们说，神所差派的人在他身上有复活的大能，有复活的生命。
And that tells us that those who sent by God, on him there's the power of resurrection and the resurrected life.
所以这让我们想到在旧约的时候，在旷野的在以色列人在旷野的那个阶段。
And also it reminds us of the Old Testament time when the Israelites were in the wilderness.
有一次就是可拉跟他一党的人在跟亚伦来争这个祭司的职分。
And once there was a time of Korah and his tribes that they were striving for the priesthood with Aaron.
神怎么解决这个问题？
How did God resolve such problem?
神就叫每一个支派的首领把杖交给摩西带到会幕里面去。
So God asked each chief of the tribe to give their rod to Moses and bring into the tabernacle.
经过一个晚上之后，十二根杖再拿出来。
Then after passing one night, they took out 12 rods again.
只有亚伦的杖上面那个发的芽，而且开花结的杏果子。
Only the rod of Aaron has budded and also bloomed and also has the almond.
杖是没有根的，杖就是那已经死了的木头啊。
The rod itself has no roots. It was a dead wood.
怎么会又发芽又开花又结果子？
How could it be budded, bloomed and also have bears fruit?
这显明就是神复活的大能在亚伦身上。
and it revealed that the power of resurrection of God was being unerring.
神复活的权柄在亚伦身上。
And the authority of the resurrection of God was unerring.
所以这好像提醒我一件事情。
So it's like reminding us.
作为如果你是神所差派、神所使用的仆人。
If you are the servant being sent by God,
要问一个问题,
shall ask a question.
神复活的权柄和能力是不是与你同在?
Is the power of God's resurrection and also His authority, is that with you?
不是自己吹牛,
not that we boast about ourselves.
不是自己争取,
not that we try to strive for ourselves.
亚伦从头到尾没有争取，没有说一句争取的话。
Aaron from beginning to the end never asked anything or strive for himself.
神为他做见证,
God has testified for him that God's resurrection authority has been with him.
主耶稣在地上的时候也没有为他自己争取什么东西。
And when our Lord Jesus was on earth, he never asked anything for himself.
主耶稣亲自借着他死而复活，显明他是神所差派的。
Lord Jesus, through His resurrection, showed that He was sent by God.
所以主说, 你若相信, 你就必看见复活。
Therefore, Lord says that if you believe, then you should see resurrection.
或者你看见了复活, 你也应该要相信。
Or if you have seen the resurrection, you shall believe.
所以一个人相信主的人, 他有一个经历, 就是他要看见复活。
So for the one who believes the Lord, then there's an experience on him that is that he shall see the resurrection.
也就是复活在他身上不是个观念。
That is that the resurrection on him is not just only a concept.
不是只是一个印象。
Not only an impression.
不是只能说不能摸的东西。
It's not something that he can only talk about but cannot touch.
神在他身上做一个工作。 复活的能力和权柄，复活的生命在那个人身上。
God has done a work on the person, so the power, the authority, and the life of resurrection is on the person.
这也是主对我们新约的人说的。
And that is what Lord has told us in the New Testament generation.
如果我们愿意顺服主，
If we are willing to obey the Lord,
你要经历神借着圣灵把复活的工作做在我们每一个人身上。
You shall experience that God through the Holy Spirit do the work of resurrection on each one of us.
所以让我们认识那个复活是真实的。
So we will understand and to know that this resurrection is real.
不是说给别人听, 自己却不相信。
Not that we just tell others, but we do not believe.
不是说给别人听, 自己却是在死亡的权柄底下。
Not that we tell others about it, but we are ourselves are under the power of death.
复活是一个权柄，复活是生命。
Resurrection is a power and life.
所以相信的人要看见复活。
So those who believe shall see resurrection.
这是里面的看见。
And that's the inner seeing.
到的时候，主会在外面显出来。
When the time comes to pass, the Lord will reveal it from outward.
另外一个经历就是，相信的人，他从此以后，他不应该继续住在黑暗里面。
And another thing is that those who believe shall never live in darkness again.
因为相信的人，主就是他的光。
For those who believe that Lord is their light.
主如果成为他的光的话，他不应该在黑暗里面。
If the Lord has become His light, then He shall not live in darkness.
光常常与生命是不能分开的。
The light and darkness is being divided.
如果我们做个实验，
If we have an experiment,
你拿两棵植物，
You take two plants,
都用玻璃罩把它罩起来，
And put a glass over them,
里面点一个蜡烛，
Put a candle in each one of them,
一个放在有光的环境里面，
One of them put them under the light,
一个放在没有光的环境里面，
And the other one put under darkness.
你会发现， 同样都被罩起来，
You realize that both of them are being covered.
也就是里面所得的这个氧气的供应是有限的。
So the oxygen being supplied to them are both limited.
但是有光的， 它会继续地活下去。
But the one that has light will continue to live.
没有光的， 到一个阶段就死掉了。
The one that does not have light will die to the once the time passed.
所以有光跟没有光, 牵涉到生命和死亡的事情。
So whether there's a light or not, it has to do with life and death.
光在我们身上大多或者少, 牵涉到生命成长的情况。
Whether the light on us is big or little, it has to do with the growth of life.
当我们到山区去的时候, 你就发现, 那有光的那一面, 那个树长得特别的密, 特别的好, 特别的多。
When you go up to mountains, then you will see those that are facing the light. It has a lot of trees, that's plenty.
没有光的那一面, 好像那个树就长得不好, 或者是没有什么树。
And the one that does not have light, the side that does not have light, do not have a lot of trees.
好,这里面牵涉到光合作用的问题, 我就不解释了。
It actually has to do with photosynthesis, but I will not explain even more.
所以有生命的光,就有生命的迹象,就有生命的成长,就有生命的丰富。
So the life that has light will have the
生命的
生命的成长,生命的丰富。
It has the growth of life and the riches of life.
而且光不只在生命方面,光也是显在真理的方面。
And also, light does not only has to do with life, but it also has to do with truth.
这一方面呢, 是叫我们得洁净, 一方面也叫我们分别为圣。
On one aspect, it gives let us be cleaned, and also on the other aspect, it let us be sanctified.
我就有开车哈, 有时候, 哎, 我觉得这玻璃还蛮干净的。
I sometimes when I drive, I feel the glass is clean.
看得好像很透。
It seems very transparent.
等到开到那个刚好逆光啊，那光很强的时候呢，哇，我的玻璃怎么那么脏啊
？But when I drive to the point that light truly shines on the glass, I realize it's actually very dirty.
同一块玻璃
，the same glass，
同一段时间
，same time，
有光没有光，完全很大的差别。
There's a big difference whether there's a light or not.
所以不在光底下，我们看不见我们自己的污秽。
So if not under the light, we cannot see our filthiness.
光也可以接近我们。
Light can also clean us.
我记得以前我们在他们在那个餐具在消毒的时候就是什么，用光来消毒，用紫外线的消毒。
I remember they used ultralight, the ultraviolet, to cleanse the utensils.
所以当主的光进到我们里面的时候，我们应当要慎重，要接受主的。
So when the light of the Lord enters into us, we shall take it very seriously and receive His enlightenment.
如果我们拒绝,
if rejected,
就留在污秽里面，留在黑暗里面。
Then we continue to live in filthiness and continue to live in darkness.
光也关乎道路的问题。
The light also has to do with the way.
有光，你就知道路要往哪里去。
When there's light, you know how which way you should go.
没有光，你离开的那条路，你都不知道。
Without the light, even if you have gone away from the way, that you do not even realize it.
所以主是我们的光，他叫我们能够走正确的道路。
So the Lord is our light, that He leads us to walk on the right way.
这个道路是平安的路，也是通往荣耀的路。
This way is the way of peace, and that can lead us to glory.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你真的知道你在走平安的路吗?
Do you truly know that you're walking the path that leads to peace?
你确定你已经走在平安的路上吗?
Are you sure that you're walking on a peaceful way?
你确定平安在你里面做主吗?
Are you sure that the peace is being the Lord in you?
你确定你现在是通往荣耀吗?
Are you sure that you're walking toward glory right now?
需要光。
You need the light.
真的需要光。
Truly, you need the light.
没有人可以自己自吹的。
There's nobody can boast.
自以为是都没有用的。
There's nothing being useful if you think you are right.
将来见主, 主就会告诉我们, 我们现在的情况。
When we see the Lord, then the Lord will tell us our condition right now.
光也是作为见证的。
And the light is also a testimony.
所以一个圣徒，他如果被光充满，他就显出光的见证出来。
So when the saint is being filled by the light, then he shall be revealed by the testimony of the light.
所以相信他的人，就活在主的光中。
So for those who believe him shall live under the light of the Lord.
不住在黑暗里,
and not abide in darkness.
成为光明之子,
become the son of light.
成为这个世代的见证,
and become the testimony of this generation.
而且这生命的光有多大的能耐呢?
And how much is the power for this light of life?
生命可以吞灭死亡,
life shall swallow death.
你刚才讲，刚刚我们讲说， 如果你用一个罩子把那个植物罩住，
as we just mentioned, we cover the plant with the glass.
它只有很有限的氧气，
there's only very limited oxygen.
很快的就用完了，
very quickly it shall be used up.
但是因为有光，
but because of the light,
在那个植物就会行光合作用，
then the plant will have photosynthesis.
然后这个光合作用就制造新的氧气出来，
and through the photosynthesis, then it shall provide, will make even more oxygen.
如果只有二氧化碳， 恐怕如果没有光的话， 它很快就死掉了。
If there's only carbon dioxide, then without the light, it will die very quickly.
结果因为有光， 它里面不但二氧化碳不会自它于死， 反而成为它生命的供应。
But because there is light, the carbon dioxide should, will not only not put us to death, but becomes the provision of its life.
神允许我们在许多时候在非常艰难的环境，
God allows us to live under very difficult circumstances.
艰难到一个地步， 不如归去， 死了就算了。
So difficult to the point that we would rather die.
但是主如果给你有光，
but if the Lord gives you the light,
那个光在你里面， 成为生命的动力，
this light becomes the motivation of life.
生命吞灭死亡，
life swallow up death.
所以有光， 在里面的人， 他就不住在黑暗里面。
So if there's light, those who live in light will not live in darkness.
这常常对我一个提醒，
often it's a reminder to me.
我是要选择黑暗呢， 还是要选择光明？
Whether I choose darkness or light,
我们自己可以做决定。
We can make such decision.
我们的决定 就解释我们后来的结果。
Our decision also explains our result in later end.
相信主的人， 另外一个功课，
and another lesson for those who believe the Lord.
他要进入与主的联合，
they shall enter into the union with the Lord.
然后呢， 进入父与子的交通里面，
and enter into the fellowship of the Father and the Son.
不但进入这个交通， 也进入他的工作里面。
Not only enter into this fellowship, but also enter into his work.
我们跟人的交通通常都很多的。
Often we have much fellowship with men.
但是我们有没有进入到一个阶段， 经历到一个阶段， 我们跟主进入那个真正的交通？
But have we entered and experienced to the point that we truly enter into the reality of fellowship with the Lord?
那个交通实际到一个地步， 我们能够领会而且进入到天父与主耶稣的交通。
That fellowship is so real to the point that we can understand and also receive the Heavenly Father and the Son's fellowship.
这是一个相信主的人， 他总是应该要进入的。
That is what for the one who believes the Lord shall enter into.
所以主自己告诉我，
So the Lord himself has told us.
他说的话， 他做的事， 不是他自己来的。
The words he said and the things he has done was not said nor done by himself.
他说的话， 他做的事， 是父在他里面说的， 父在他里面做的。
And what he said and what he did was what Father had said and done in him.
我们是不是觉得这个很玄呢？
Do we feel it's something that's very amazing?
是不是很遥远呢？
Is it something far from us?
是不是觉得很不可思议啊？
Is it something that we cannot even imagine?
是不是觉得这永远不会是我的份呢？
Do we feel that it's never part for me?
是不是觉得这种东西 根本就不属于这个世界的人可以经历到的。
Do we feel that it's something that those in the world can never experience?
但主的话不是这样说。
But Lord's words are not like this.
他说怎么样呢？
What did he say?
他说， 我所做的事， 信我的人也要做，并且要做更大的事。
He said that what I did that those who believe shall also do, and shall greater works that those shall do.
而且主说什么呢？他说：“因为你所赐给我的道，我已经赐给他们，他们也领受了，又确实知道我是从你出来的。”
And the Lord also says that for I have given unto them the words which you give me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I come out from you, and they have believed that you did send me.
也就是说，人当他真正进入跟主的交通。
So for a person truly enters into the fellowship with the Lord,
他会经历一个事实。
He shall experience a reality.
天父怎样给主耶稣的？
What the Heavenly Father has given to the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣呢，也给那个与他交通的。
And the Lord Jesus also gives those who fellowship with him.
这里他特别讲到就是那个 Rhema 的话，就是生命的话，有能力的话。
Especially here mentioned about the word of Rhema, which is the word of life and the word with power.
这不是我们就是读读圣经从上面抓几句话出来，那个不算。
This is not just that after we read the scripture, we just take some words from there.
那是圣灵在里面做成的工作。
That is the work what the Holy Spirit has done inside.
所以主自己告诉我们，他所有的一切源头是来自于父。
So our Lord Himself has told us that everything what He has, the source is from the Father.
他不只是源头来自于父，他的过程也都是跟父持续的在依靠，持续在交通里面。
Not only the source is from Father, even the process is the continuation of the fellowship from with the Father.
而且那个结果就是刚刚好满足父神旨意的成就。
And the result is exactly what fulfills the fulfillment of Father's will.
而且人一看到之后，人就会把荣耀归给父神。
And as soon as man sees that, then man will give glory unto the Father.
当我们读四福音的时候，你不断地看到这样的话。
As we read the four Gospels, we always see those words.
当主耶稣说了什么，做了什么，一做出来之后，你说：“哎呀，荣耀归给神。”
And whenever the Lord said or done something, and people say glory unto God.
我们是不是在主面前也能经历这个呢？
Are we able to also experience this before the Lord?
实在是需要主恩待我。
Truly, we need the Lord to be gracious to us.
主如果能够借我们成就什么，这个成就应当把荣耀归给父神。
If the Lord can fulfill something through us, then this fulfillment we shall give all the glory unto the Father.
但谁能这样做成呢？
But who's able to do this?
需要进入父与子的交通。
Must enter into the fellowship with the Son and the Father.
所以如果真的在那个交通里面，
So if really in this reality of the fellowship,
你就会知道神是如此的真实。
Then you will know that how real is God.
主跟我们的关系是如此的亲密。
How intimate is the relationship of our Lord with us?
你知道主如果要借着我们做什么，不是我们的努力。
If our Lord can fulfill something through us, this is not by our own efforts.
那真是奇妙的工作。
Truly, that's something amazing.
非常的奇妙。
Very amazing.
我自己在这些年，实在主特别有恩典。
I have received much of Lord's grace too.For myself.
今天早上临出门以前，
This morning, right before I left home,
主突然感动我，有几句话把它写下来。
The Lord just suddenly touched me to write down certain things.
我刚刚写完，
right after I finished writing them,
我就觉得有个调在我心里面，有个调子， melody.
Then I realized there's a melody in my heart.
我就赶快去开打开电脑，然后因为那个调只是起头一点点而已。
Immediately I turned on my computer because that melody was just a beginning.
我看那个词太多了，我真没办法。
There were a lot of lyrics, so I could not finish.
电脑开完之后，我差不多已经会唱。
So after I turned on the computer, actually I already know how to sing.
就录成一首歌了。
So I record this into a hymn.
我做了什么？
What did I do?
我没有做什么。
I did not do anything.
那个词也不是我想出来的。
And also, it was really not a lyric from myself.
也不是我的努力在那里， 怎么弄出来没有。
And I did not take any effort to try to do anything.
调子也不是我想出来的。
Nor was the melody done by myself.
就给我了。
It was given to me.
神的工作常常非常的奇妙。
Amazingly, it's God's work.
就是连我们在聚会里面交通话语都是这样。
So are the words when we fellowship during our meetings.
我最怕就是拿起稿子来。 我准备了很多，但是要念的时候就念不下去啊。I'm
always mostly afraid that although I have prepared much on my script, but when I would like to read it, I cannot even read it.
这么些年来，我学会一个功课。During
all those years, I have learned a lesson.
主给，我就照着去拿。If
the Lord has given, then I receive.
主没有给我，不要我说，我就不要说。
If the Lord has not given to me, He does not want me to speak, then I do not speak.
我觉得主曾经有一句话在我面心那个印象很深刻。
The Lord has told me words that make a deep impression on me.
是就是，不是就不是，若再多说，怎么样？出于那恶者。
If yes, yes; if no, no. But if you speak more, that's from the evil one.
哎呀，我害怕。
So I'm in much fear.
主给我一句，我就说一句就好了。
If the Lord has given me one sentence, then I just speak that sentence.
主给我5分钟，我就说5分钟。If
the Lord has given me 5 minutes, then I speak for 5 minutes.
多了，不是我应该说的。Anything
more, that's not what I shall say.
若再多说，就出于那恶者，这个担当不起。Anything
that's more, that's from the evil one, I cannot bear that.
这是告诉我，需要跟主有够好的交通。
That's to tell me that I must have a good fellowship with the Lord.
交通如果中断, 自己做错了, 还都不知道。
If the fellowship has stopped, even if I have done something wrong, I do not even know.
但是如果交通是活在真实里面, 非常亲密的光景里面,
But if this fellowship is in reality and in an intimate relationship,
主说, 信我的人要做更大的事情。
The Lord says those who believe on me shall do even greater work.
所以是很大的祝福。Therefore,
it's a great blessing.
到底主借着我们做呢, 还是我们照着自己的方式做?
Is it that the Lord works through us, or we work according to our own will?
这是我们需要常常在主面前的光照去思想的。
That is why we always need enlightenment from the Lord and we should always meditate upon.
如果你平常不学习,
if you do not learn in your regular times,
你突然在一个临时的环境说你要会, 不可能。
But in a situation that happens all of a sudden onto you, if you say that you have to learn this, that's impossible.
平常我的舌头都乐不住, 叫我在为主说话的情况底下, 就突然我可以说要说主要说的，不说主不要说的，这是做不到。It
is not possible in normal circumstances I cannot control my tongue, but then in certain circumstances that for me to say the words Lord wants me to say or not to say the words Lord not want me to say.
在我信主之后，有些时候有些东西都印象很深刻。
When I just believed the Lord, there was something happened that made a deep impression on me.
有的弟兄在平常待人处事的时候，说了很多不得体，说了很多对别人没有造就、对自己也没有益处的话。There
are some brothers in normal times that they say some words that's not proper, which will not beneficial to others.
等到他有机会站起来为主说话的时候，他是说的很好，没有人相信他。But
when he has the chance to speak for the Lord, although what he said was good, but nobody believed him.
因为你平常是怎么样?
Because whatever you are in your normal life,
平常如果没有学习, 到特殊的情况, 你要为主做见证, 这个见证也发不出光出来。
If in regular daily circumstances you do not learn, when the special circumstances comes that you have to testify for the Lord, this testimony shall not be enlightened.
所以所有与主的交通都应当在平常在暗处。
So all of the fellowship with the Lord shall be done in a hidden and also in regular daily lives to have fellowship with the Lord.
不要平常活在黑暗里面，然后突然今天，需要 需要为主做什么时候，就突然好像在主的大光中，这很难的。
It is very hard if that in normal days that we live in darkness, but all of a sudden we would like to speak for the Lord.
所以与主的交通，进入父与子的交通是非常重要的。
Therefore, it is very important to enter into the fellowship with his father and the son.
那个有交通的人，碰到有交通的人，里面是还有很深的回应的。
For the one who has much fellowship, when he meets the other person who also has the fellowship, there is the echo in them.
道不在高，道不在高。
For the words, it's not necessary for them to be very high.
有灵则明。
But if there's a spirit, then it will be enlightened.
真是需要进入那个教堂。
Truly, we shall enter into such fellowship.
还有一个功课。
And there's another lesson.
当我们相信主到一个地步呢，我们会认识他是说预言的主。
When we believe the Lord to the point, we will know that He is the Lord who prophesies.
这是我刚刚到欧洲去。
I just went to Europe.
刚好呢就去到这个德国。
I went to Germany.
那德国呢是西罗马帝国那个最后结束的，算是那个地方。
Germany was the place which was the end of the Western European Empire.
这个圣经告诉我们，这个告诉是在这四大帝国开始以前告诉我。
When the Bible told us about this, it was mentioned even before all the four empires began.
在我们读这个世界历史，很大家都公认四大帝国：巴比伦帝国、波斯帝国、希腊帝国、罗马帝国。
As we read the world history, everyone knows there are four empires: the Babylonian Empire, the Persian Empire, Greek Empire, and Roman Empire.
这个四大帝国，主在一开始的时候就借着这个尼布甲尼撒王做的一个梦，然后就把这个预言就带下来。
For the beginning of these four empires, that through the dreams of the king Nebuchadnezzar, it brought out all the four empires.
但是如果你要追的话，你从巴兰的预言里面还可以，那边老早就讲到希腊帝国。
But if you would like to trace back, you can also find the prophecy of Balaam also talk about the Persian Empire.
只是在尼布甲尼撒王的时候，神是一次比较完整的给他。
But during the time of King Nebuchadnezzar, God has completely given to him.
那个时候在尼布甲尼撒王，他自己觉得不过是一个梦。
Back then, for King Nebuchadnezzar, he only thought it was a dream.
但是但以理他知道这是个预言。
But Daniel knew it was a prophecy.
而这个预言呢，到现在已经成就到他最后的阶段。
And right now, this prophecy already has been fulfilled to its end.
在西罗马帝国后来呢，就是由神圣罗马帝国来接他的这个，就是这个王的 title。
For the toward the end of the Western European Empire, the Holy Roman Empire was going to receive its title.
所以罗马帝国呢，后来有个西罗马帝国、东罗马帝国，最后是由这个苏俄这边来接他的 title。
So for the Western and Eastern Roman Empire, at the end, Russian was going to take up its title.
非常奇妙的，1918年这两个同时结束了。
Very amazingly, in 1918. For both empires ended.
所以今天我们是在人类历史的那个最末后的那个阶段。
So today we are at the last stage of the human history.
因为已经走了这么多年，神所预言的，一直到现在，已经到最末后的阶段。
Because for all those years that what God has prophesied is already at the last stage.
神借的很多方面向我们显明，他是说预言的主。
Through so many things, God reveals to us that He is the Lord who prophesies.
借着世界历史的这样的一个演进，看到他是说预言的主。
Through the world history, we also see that He is the Lord who prophesies.
教会历史的许多方面也显明他是说预言的主。
Through so many aspects of the church history, also reveals that He is the Lord who prophesies.
但圣经中这个预言讲的最多的是关于主耶稣自己。
But in the Bible, what was being prophesied the most is about Lord Jesus himself.
在主耶稣还没有诞生以前，他的传记已经先写好。
Even before our Lord Jesus was born, his genealogy was already being written.
结果主耶稣降生之后，他的一生就一件一件一件一件的应验。So
after the Lord Jesus was born, that all the things one by one was being fulfilled.
所以这为什么我们读四福音的时候，那个写四福音的人讲，他一讲说这是应验的，这又是应验的，这又是应验的。
That's why that when we read the four Gospels, those who wrote the Gospels say that it has been fulfilled.
神这许多预言的应验是叫我们这些相信的人要相信他所说那些我们还没有看到应验的事情也将要应验。For
all those prophecies to be being fulfilled is for us who believe to know that what he said will fulfill.
那要成为我们的盼望。
That will become our hope and direction.
所以神，他既然创造宇宙万物，他把所有一切都安排好了，包括我们的一生的道路，他也都有奇妙的安排。Therefore,
since God has created all the universe, and He has already arranged our whole life, including each way of our life.
甚至教会应当怎样在神面前讨神的喜悦。 教会怎样成熟？教会怎样聚会？教会怎样各点点滴滴，在圣经上都一点一点的告诉我们。And
also, the Bible has told us one by one how the church shall please God, and also how church should gather, how church should mature. It's being told on the Bible.
如果我们相信他是说预言的主，If
we believe that He's the Lord who prophesies,
那他说到关于他自己教会的话。 我们该不该相信?
Then shall we believe whatever he said according about his own church?
我们该不该在主面前认真的寻求?
Shall we seriously seek before the Lord?
不要先入为主。
Do not just make any judgments before we know anything.
不要站在自己的偏好。
And not stand on our own preference.
好好的寻求主。
We shall seek the Lord diligently.
神不愿意把我们留在黑暗当中。
God does not like us to stay in darkness.
如果我们要在这最末后的阶段能够为主做荣耀的见证,
If at the end of the days we can be the glorious testimony for the Lord,
那一个做荣耀见证的必定要对主的话和主的心意有够清楚的认识。
Then the one who can testify, who can do the glorious testimony for the Lord, should really understand Lord's will.
越是向主单纯, 越是向主专一的寻求，越是有机会承受他旨意最重要的托付。If
for the one who's able to seek before the Lord with pure heart and diligence, then he can be fulfilled with Lord's will.
如果我们不在乎，我们不过是许多同样聚会的一个聚会。If
we do not care, and we are just one of the meetings.
而且可能在主的旨意成就上是不尽任何的功用。
Then we might not be useful based on what Lord's will will be fulfilled.
我们需要在主面前认真。
We shall be serious before the Lord.
尤其当我读到这个列王记啊，这个历代志啊，哎呀，我心里很受，怎么讲说，很受提醒。
Especially when I read about the kings and the chronicles, my heart are being reminded.
每一个人一生都有某种的机会。
For everyone, there's certain opportunity.
像在列王记里面就会说，如果他有人做王是做40年，有的人做王20年，有的人做王10年，有的人做王1年，有人做王半年都不到，几个月，2个月。
For in the kings, some kings were kings for 40 years or 20 years or 10 years or 1 year or even just a few months.
那个人身上,
Especially in the northern kingdom for the king.
到他这个结束的时候, 圣经有一个话来给他做注解。
The Bible recorded this on there for the end of his life.
他不离开耶罗波安，叫以色列人 陷在罪里的那罪。
He did not depart from the sin which Jeroboam left on, which Jeroboam gave to the Israelites.
有人做王四十年，他有四十年的机会离开。
So for some kings, they were kings for 40 years. He had 40 years to depart.
有人二十年，他有二十年的时间可以决定离开。
Some kings were kings for 20 years. He had 20 years to decide to depart.
但有人只有两个月或一个月，或者几天的，那怎么办？
So what about those who only had 2 months, 1 month, or just a few days?
主有没有不公平啊？
Was the law unfair?
他只有几天，他只有一个月，那叫他离开，主你是不是太过分？
They only had a few months or a few days, but the Lord would like them to depart. Then wouldn't that be too much for them?
有些事情在主看来是非常的严重的。
For some things that was very serious in Lord's eyes.
那一个呢，需要立即离开的。
For those that they shall depart immediately.
哪怕你只有一天的机会，赶快离开。
Even if there is only 1 day's chance, then he shall depart immediately.
如果你有一个机会，但是你却不把握，你没有离开，结果呢？最后主在加注解的说，就说他不离开耶罗波安，叫以色列人陷在罪里的那罪。
But if there was only one opportunity given, but he did not depart, then therefore the Bible records that he did not depart from the sin which Jeroboam brought up upon Israelites.
所以这实在是很提醒我们。
So truly that's a great reminder to us.
好，提醒我们。
Truly that's a reminder.
基督徒要过一个真，要做个真实的基督徒。
For Christians shall be real Christians.
不要基督徒久了之后变成这个，好像一个。在主面前也不活，在人面前也没什么见证的。
Not that after being Christian for a long time that we become not living before the Lord and also there's no testimony before man.
另外一个功课。
Another lesson.
就是当我们相信主之后，我们就经历到赦罪，经历到称义。
That is that after we believe the Lord, we experience the forgiveness of things and also justification.
所以一个相信他的人呢，他就会自然的为主做见证。
So for the one who believes the Lord, very naturally he shall testify for the Lord.
甚至会传扬这个赦罪的道是由这个人出来的。
And will preach the words of forgiving of the sins is coming from this person.
所以这个传扬是出于因为你前面有个相信。
So to preach is based on that you already believed.
所以这里呢，就是说，你如果真的相信主，你真的活在这个相信的实际里面，传福音给别人，不需勉强的。
Therefore, if you really believe and you live in this reality of believing, then it's not something that needs to force you to preach gospel to others.
你就把在主面前你所蒙的恩典。告诉别人就已经开始传福音了。
Then just by telling others what kind of grace you have received the Lord, that is preaching gospel.
你不需要讲什么大道理。
You don't have to share such great words.
你不需要人家推你。
Others do not have to push you.
不需要说故意说我们要有一个福音聚会才要传福音。
We do not need to preach gospel only during the gospel meetings.
天天都是你传福音的机会。
Daily, there are all the opportunities for you to share gospel.
处处每一个碰到的人都可能是你的机会。
For each place, every person you meet could be your opportunity.
我听说，教会历史之旅有一次，有一个导游，他是没有信主的。
I heard that for one of the church history tours, that one of the tour guides, she did not believe the Lord before.
当他跟这一群弟兄姊妹走了几天之后，他发现这批人跟他以前接触的大不相同。
After she traveled with the brothers and sisters for a few days, she realized this group was so different from others that she met before.
我是不晓得详细的过程，但是我只知道结果，这个人他就接受了主。
I did not know the details, but I know that this person has believed the Lord.
这也传福音了。
And that was also about preaching gospel.
所以你不晓得传福音是在什么什么个 什么时候才是最好的时候。
Therefore, you never know when is the best timing for preaching the gospel.
每一个时候都是最好的时候，每一个人都是最好的对象。
Every moment is the best timing, and also every person is the most suitable object.
所以，如果我们里面的相信是那样的真实
，Therefore, if our inner believing is so real,
你就发现，主给我们碰到一个人，碰到一个什么机会，就是福音出去的机会。
Then you realize that for each opportunity, each person you meet, then that's the opportunity for the gospel to be shared.
而且另外一个功课就是相信的人在他里面常常会欢喜，他会赞美。
And another lesson is that for those who believe, he should always feel joyful and also therefore praise.
我们伯饼聚会今天的赞美不太多。
During our Lord's table today, that there were not a lot of praises.
这是不是我们跟主今天不太真实？
Is it that today we are, do not live in the reality with the Lord?
是不是来到主面前好像觉得很沉闷呢？
Is it that we feel dull as we come before the Lord?
但是如果我们活在那个真实里面，应该很容易有赞美。
But if we really live in the reality,
很容易有喜乐。
There shall be much praise and joy.
因为传福音有时候会喜乐起来。
I feel that sometimes when we preach gospel, we feel joyful.
我记得有一次啊，我有一段时间已经没有传福音了。
I remember that there was a period of time I have not preached gospel.
然后呢，就觉得好像觉得很闷呐。
Then I felt very dull inside.
讲不出理由出来，就是觉得好像很下沉。
I did not know why, but I just feel very downcast.
结果那时候就有个感动，就去看一个朋友的妈妈。
Then I was touched to visit the mother of my friend.
那就跟她讲福音。
So I shared gospel with her.
我其实去的时候是里面是蛮下沉的。
Actually, when I went there, I felt very down.
但是呢，我知道我应该去看她。
But I know that I should visit her.
我就去看了她，然后就跟她讲主耶稣。
So I visit her and share Jesus with her.
越讲，我就很喜乐。我出来的时候就好像跳的一样。
The more I share, the more I felt joyful.
所以你如果活在那个相信里面，你常常会有那个喜乐从你里面出来。
So if you live in believing, then there's always joy coming out from you.
因为神是喜乐的源头。
For God is the source of joy.
还有另外一个功课。
And there's another lesson.
当我们相信主。你慢慢，你会逐渐进入到那个地步，你很乐意、很甘心的领受神的话。
As we believe the Lord, then we should enter to the point that we very willingly that we receive God's words.
我发现有的时候，有的人信主了，还觉得很拒绝主的话。
I find that sometimes after a person believes the Lord, that he still rejects Lord's words.
他说他信主，但他很拒绝主的话。
He says he believes the Lord, but he is still rejecting Lord's words.
这个相信会有问题。
There's the question about this believing.
但是这个相信呢，应该是使得我们会对主的话有热心、热切，而且很乐意的去接受。
But this believing shall make us feel very zealous toward Lord's words and willingly to receive them.
也许许多我们不知道主的话到底是不是真的这么好。
Maybe from the beginning we did not know how good exactly are God's words.
但是呢，这里有一批人，他什么？他是天天查考圣经，为的是什么？要知道这道是与不是。
But there's a group of people that they search the scripture daily to know whether the words are true or not.
如果你对主的话是不是这么宝贝，你没有把握。
If you are not so sure whether Lord's words are precious or not,
你是不是愿意在主面前好好的认真把它读一读呢？
Are you willing to be very seriously read through them?
看看他讲像主的话讲的是不是真的这么宝贵呢？
To find out whether it is really precious of Lord's words.
当你真的是那个摸到那个实际的话的实际的时候，你就发现你会从话语上得安慰。
When you have touched upon the reality of the words, then you find you shall receive comfort from the word.
甚至从话语上摸到生命。
And touch upon life from his words.
甚至从主的话语上摸到人生的方向。
And from Lord's words, then you can touch upon the life, the direction of life.
从主的话语里能够知道人生的道路在哪里。
And from Lord's words, you will be able to know that where's the direction for life.
我刚刚信主的时候，我是在一个极低层的光景下。
When I just believed the Lord, I was in a very low condition.
不知道人生的方向在哪里。
I did not know where the direction of life was.
不知道人生的目的在哪里。
I did not know what was the purpose for life.
觉得世界上的追求都不是真正的有意义。
I felt there was no meaning for anything that was seeking on the, in the world.
但当我开始天天查考圣经，当我开始认真在主的话上一点一滴在那里明白的时候。
But after I search the scripture daily and I start to seriously understand bit by bit Lord's words,
我发现里面开始亮起来。
Then I feel my inner is being enlightened.
里面开始活起来。
It's my inner being is being quickened.
好像方向越来越清楚了。
It seems the direction becomes more clear.
逐渐知道啊，我要往哪里去。
Then slowly I know where I'm going.
知道主的引导在哪里。
I know where is the leading of the Lord.
但愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
另外一个功课。
Another lesson.
当你相信主。
When you believe the Lord.
你怎么样看自己？
What do you see about yourself?
但是一个真正在相信主的人身上，他要学一个功课，他会从主的眼光来看他自己。
For the one who really believes the Lord, then he shall learn the lesson to look upon oneself based on God's point of view.
神在我们身上，他拯救我们，把我们的地位改变了，生命也改变了。
For God has saved us, and he changes our status and life.
所以我们应当在主所给的新的地位、新的生命来看自己。
So we shall look at ourselves upon the new position and new life.
如果我们不站在新的生命、新的地位来看自己，我们就会失去方向。
If we do not look at ourselves based on this new position and new life, then we will lose our direction.
我们也要吃饭，也要睡觉，也要上学，也要工作。
We still eat and work or go to school.
甚至结婚、生孩子，甚至还要老，还要去世。
Or get married, have children, or getting old and pass away.
那跟 没信主人有什么差别？
Then what's the difference with those non-believers?
没什么差别，他们也发生这些事情了。
There are not much difference because the same thing happened to them.
有一个重大的差别，就是我们得救之后，主给我们新的生命在我们里面。
The biggest difference is that after we are being saved, then Lord gives us a new life in us.
主把我们迁到他国度里面。
The Lord has brought us into His kingdom.
因为国度不同，很多地位，很多各方面都不同。
Because of the difference of kingdom, therefore, so is the difference in the position and status.
所以我们需要能够接受主话语对我们的启示。
So we shall be able to receive the revelation of God's words.
我自己在信主比较早期的时候，常常犯这个毛病。
There was some problem I encountered when I first believed the Lord.
我明明是一个得救的人。
I was someone who got saved.
但是我确实要站在没有得救的地位来看我自己。
But I look at myself based on the position that was not being saved.
或者是站在世人的地位看我自己。
Or look at myself based on the worldly people.
老是受别人的影响。
I was being influenced by others.
结果我的这个属灵的情况就是一直常常起起伏伏。
So my spiritual condition was going up and down.
而且主的话好像不能经历，你看得很好很好，但是没办法经历。
And although I thought Lord's words were good, but I could not experience His words.
为什么不能经历？其实就是嘛，主给我的新的地位，我不接受它。
Why was it that I could not experience? Because that I did not accept the new position that the Lord has given me.
特别是同死、同埋葬、同复活。
Especially about to die together with Him, resurrected, and also to die to bury and also resurrected together with Him.
我既然不能接受，我就不能经历。
Because I could not accept them, therefore I could not experience them.
我知道这个说法，但是。与他同死、同埋葬、同复活，在我身上 没有那个实际。
I knew those things, but to die, to bury, and resurrect together with him, there was no reality on me.
直到我有一天读到罗马书第四章，甚至他第六章到甚至后面讲这个算这个字 ，reckon 这个字，算这个字，在罗马书是用的最多的。
Until one day I read chapter 4 of Book of Romans or 5 or 6 that I read about this word reckon.
我反复看过来看过去看过来看过去，我发现一个事情，就是我需要站在主看我的地位上来看我自己。
After I read so many times, then I realized that I must look at myself based on the point of view of God looking at me.
当我真的这样子站上去的时候，我发现那个经历就来了。
Then as soon as I stand in such position, I realize the experience comes.
旧的我已经死了。
My old man was already died.
现在活着的不再是我。
Now no longer live I.
是基督在我里面活的。
But Christ lives in me.
他活，我也活。
For he lives, so do I.
所以这是一个很重要的。
Therefore, it's very important.
如果我们不能够照着主所给我们的那个新地位来看我们自己，我们属灵的光景就没有办法突破。
If we cannot look at ourselves based on the new position God has given us, then our spiritual condition cannot have a breakthrough.
如果不能突破，当然生命是不能到成熟的。
If there is no breakthrough, then of course the life cannot become mature.
主可以等我们。
The Lord can wait for us.
但是我们一天一天过去，我们最多也是五六十年最多了。
But most likely we only get 50 or 60 years.
我们如果再等等等，反正我们自己没有机会。
If we continue to wait, then we no longer have the chance.
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
能够接受主给我们的那个新的看法，新的地位。
We can receive the new position and perspective from the Lord.
好，时间的缘故，我停在这里。
Due to the time, I will stop here.
我们也祷告。
Let's have words of prayers.
主，我们把这些话再无依无靠的交回到你的手中。
Lord, once again, we, without any other dependence, we commit those words back onto your hand.
愿你用宝血遮盖。
Pray that your precious blood covers them.
对我们一生有益处的，合乎你旨意的，求你再一次启示我们。
Once again, reveal those words that are profitable and also according to your will.
跟不上的，或者是扭曲你的心意的，愿主你涂抹。
For those fall short or pervert your will, may your precious blood cover them.
愿主在我们身上做成你要做成的工作。
Pray that you do the work you would like to do on us.
带我们进入相信的时机。
Bring us into a reality of belief.
赐给我们在你话语中那些许多宝贵的认识和经历。
Give us the understanding and experience of your precious words.
使你的生命在我们里面能够成长。
So your life in us can grow.
一直到成熟。
Until to maturity.
合乎你自己的喜悦。
According to your will.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.